million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, talk verbal foul hawk. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank, all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one trap pick. Tear down the beat guard, the delegate, the guard, the seagull, the swift chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel, play the weak guard. Substantialer, max mostly, undivided, then slided. Sickening, oh guaranteed, made him jump.
The Ron Strickland, boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
The Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. CJSF 90.1 FM. Hard Body Drizzy.
King Wizzies.
Peace, God. Hey, look, man. Look, look, look. I was thinking about today, God.
Okay.
And today, God, is all about love, hell, or right, God.
Okay.
And I could see and feel the love from the way that these brothers deliver their wisdom,
yes.
God. Because you could obviously tell that they went through hell. Hell, which is a state of mental perpetual torture, or a place of the afterlife where the wicked go, supposedly, to get it right, which is what? That direction, God. The wisdom is the way, my brother. And so therefore they were able to find a direction, and that direction led others into the right direction.
Yes.
And you could just feel it, man. You could just feel it, God. That's
feel
why
it.
That shit just coming out your heart chakra, God. You like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Foul talk, verbal, how, yo, come on, man. Hey, yo, fuck that. Where the crab niggas at? Yo, come on, man. But Inspector, God, like, just like laying the foundation for that whole song, God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Death only one can save self from.
Come on, God. Come on, God.
Yeah. Shit is, it's, I love it, man. I love it. It's eye-opening. It's conscious. And these brothers are like.
Street conscious.
Straight conscious. And they know where they come from still. They know where they come from still. And they pack it up, you know, in the package that sounds good. Sounds great.
Yo, God. Yo, God. The duty of the civilized to teach all human families of planet Earth knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's what they did, God. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
They did that.
Indeed.
They did it. They manifested it like prophets. You know what I mean? And it's they really showed and proved, bro. Like they're a group of brothers, you know. Maybe at one time they all were living out the culture, right? But obviously, RZA definitely put the math and the alphabet into practice.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and look where it took them.
Yeah,
and they had their guide, you know, Papa Wu, Freedom Allah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's. How how important it was for them to have him there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. And I seen Papa Wu building on that too. And RZA building on that too, of how the mathematics were able to take them to where they got. And that shows you, you know, it's, one could say that another man's success is all in the application of what he knows.
100%.
And they applied it. And, you know, it shows.
And, you know, the knowing aspect, too, is not even always the outside.
Yeah.
Well, let me reverse that. Let me spin the block back on that. When you know something, you can show and prove it without a shadow of a doubt. You can bring forth the evidence, right? So where does the knowledge lie? It lies within inside of the mind, right? And knowing that those brothers had the mind to bring it into existence, right? Knowing that, and then adding on all of the knowledge that they acquired through looking, listening, learning, observing, and respecting.
Yeah.
They were able to bring forth that wisdom.
Yeah.
Right? And teach at a high level.
Yeah.
And I've heard many stories of brothers in the nation that don't agree.
Yeah.
Because some of their things was backwards.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sure that could be debated, you know, across the sun, moon, and stars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, You know, unless a story comes out that them niggas were like African Bambaataa, yo, I think that they did what they could.
Yeah.
And it was the right thing.
Yeah.
You know? Because I know a god that was sparked by them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I know a few. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, however the message was delivered, that's all that matters. You right. got the message.
Right.
And you took it, and you used it, and you created your own. You took back control of your universe.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
We talking about being the seven, right?
Yeah.
Seven. Seven is the mathematical terminology for creator. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you are the creator of your universe.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is always, always, and I gotta say this, the universe is always giving you what you like. And really think about that. Because even if you didn't like it, or you didn't want it, and I use like it because, you know, want can sometimes mean lack, right?
Yeah.
But, well, want does mean lack. the definition, right? So, but for those, you know, who are listening, it's like, if you want, your subconscious is manifesting what it knows.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
What it thinks to be real.
That's right.
So if you think and feel like you you're a person that's broke, then that's what you're gonna continue to receive.
Mm.
Or a motherfucker could get lots of money, but he or her don't know how to actually rule with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then they squander it, mm-hmm. right? So really, the frequency that you hold with inside of yourself, your identity, mm-hmm. self, I, God, right? That is always manifesting every day in every way. That's 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,000%. So the universe is not out to get you,
mm-hmm.
right? That's why I say, you know, God ain't punishing you. I ain't punishing you. You know what I mean? King Wise ain't punishing you, right? We ain't punishing you. You're punishing yourself because it's with inside of yourself. Self savior, right? Self is identity. Savior. Well, savior is to bring salvation, to save one from captivity, right? Or an antagonist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I see it as like, yo, man, the gods really, you know, regardless to whom or what the content was, yo, they had to do what they had to do in order to bring certain people to the knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. I respect Wu-Tang, man. I respect for what they did, you know, just seconding everything that you just said. And, yeah, you know, to change the view, change the angle. You know what I mean? And you can't deny that those brothers helped. For myself, they helped me, you know, in that journey of changing the angle early on. Even if something may not be that thing, right? But there's a lot of gears in this. There's a lot of pedals in the water wheel. The catalyst. Sometimes the catalyst can be more important than the actual thing that brings you what you're attracting.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the conversation you had with this connection, this person to connect you to something, might have been more important than the result of you getting the 40 million.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
This you waking up smiling and happy and positive might have been more important than actually succeeding. Because without that one part in the, without that one gear within that engine, right?
Mm.
Everything can change because that one gear is gone, because that one gear is there. And I think Wu-Tang is a very important gear within the whole picture of the music industry, of the minds of the youth, and, you know, the people who grew up listening to them now. Like, let's see where people in their teens right now, early 20s, will be in 20 years from now, because the music they're listening to is not, you know, for the most part, the music that's popular, I'll say, is not as positive as Wu-Tang, or may not be that catalyst for the listener to become more positive and take control of their own lives.
Yeah.
So very important, man. Peace to Wu-Tang, peace to the gods, peace to the earth, peace to everybody just striving to be better. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And spread love.
Spread the love, baby.
Yeah. Fuck you haters, nigga. Fuck the haters.
Fuck a hater.
Fuck a hater.
But you know what also? I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I understand that you going through your own, you going through your own mental death, mental slavery, and therefore you don't know that you are the causer of your iniquities.
Yeah.
The blood will I require at thine hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know of your wicked ways, or maybe you do and you choose to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck the conscious haters.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. Yeah. Y'all are wicked.
Yeah. But shit, I still love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause God loves all.
That's right.
God loves all.
That's right. And, you know, moving on, I want to get into this interview, man.
Let's get it.
We got Wu-Tang interview coming in. This is, I believe, put together in 1997. Okay.
You believe 19, or do you know?
That's what the date is telling me on the YouTube.
Okay.
All right. 1997.
Okay.
And so I'm sure the clips are from a span of time.
Yeah.
However, this whole thing, you know, was born in 1997. And it's very interesting. Interesting,
that's
man.
That was your physical born date?
No. The Wu-Tang.
I thought you said you was born in 97.
I was born 6 years after that.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, man, let's get into it. Wu-Tang, baby, the early inception.
Let's go, God. Peace.
You know what I mean? It's like you got all the fruits. You got the bananas, the apples, the grapes.
That's what made Wu-Tang like the mad pot of stew, you know what I mean? The celery, the carrots, the meat, the broth, the seasoning.
So you gotta take odd fruits. You might take a lemon, a peach, and a cantaloupe, you know what I mean? But it's weird though, you know what I mean? But it's good.
This is what you call Wu-Tang.
We tried to bring back the family essence when we came back.
Most families have a de facto leader, and the undisputed epicenter of the Wu-Tang Clan is RZA, the business mind and the producer of almost every single Wu-Tang track.
Everybody knew RZA. I knew Yuga, Ray, Meth. We was all from the same neighborhood. Like Genius, Dirty, they all in Brooklyn. So it's like they hook up with RZA, then we come down, hook up with RZA, then we all get together, and it's like, yo, boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Then we just drop a verse.
Can it be that it was all so simple?
It was in the late 80s on the streets surrounding Staten Island's Stapleton and Park Hill projects that the Wu-Tang Clan began taking shape.
I used to live right there on the sixth floor. I left here, I moved away, but it's all in me still, you know what I mean?
This is where we started at right here. We used to rhyme right here. Remember me and Meth? You used to dance on the sidewalk right there, rhyme, singing our rhymes right there.
Can I get a not respect due to the 1-6 ooh, I mean, oh.
This is the 1-6 ooh right here.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left.
There's a lot of wild stuff out here, stuff I ain't proud about. Stuff that changed my life.
Man, we used to sell drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, man, on the real side. That's how we got our money.
Seen a young buck selling drugs to sus who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch.
We ain't glorifying it. We just, yo, firsthand, y'all want to know what we saying in our rhymes. Y'all want to know what we talking about. We talking about this. We all did dirt. You know, everybody goes through wicked things in your life. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes you recognize what's wicked and ain't what's wicked. MCing was a common denominator of all of us, hip-hop. Since everybody was an MC and or wanted to be.
We take a drum pattern and we just rhyme over it. We just start rhyming about things as it happened. You know what I mean? It takes it back to like Melly Mel and Curtis Blow.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice.
They was the first like pioneers of the reality rap.
Hey.
You
In order to escape reality, the friends also sought refuge in the fantastic world of kung fu flicks they found on what was once New York City's seediest strip.
They do moves like spin around and stab you like this with their back to you, and I still have a cool face. Yo, it was all fun, man. It's all part of who we is now.
So much a part of who they are that they began calling Staten Island Shaolin.
Straight from the slums of Shaolin. Wu-Tang killer bees on a swarm.
If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous.
Shaolin was the birthplace of all the styles of the Kung Fu.
In one of their favorite flicks, young rebel monks developed their own sword style called Wu-Tang and challenged the Shaolin monks who trained them.
Originally, the Wu-Tang were an offshoot of Shaolin. They still like to think that they are better than us.
They were troublemakers, but they wasn't all about trouble. They was what they for what they stood for.
The Wu-Tang kid was ill.
Yo, that's how we gonna come in the industry, like Wu-Tang.
But before they came in like Wu-Tang, the first videos from solo artists RZA and GZA had less to do with the Klan's high-minded ideals and more to do with the radio-ready love raps of the early 90s.
I've got too many ladies. I've got to learn to say no.
I had 12, 13 songs on the tape, and that was a song that Tommy Boy heard as the most commercial pop song.
Oh, we love you, Rocky.
Yes, I like it.
Same thing with Genius. He had a whole album of hardcore before gangsta rap even hit big, and they put out Come Do Me.
It wasn't the right time. Then we went back to the drawing boards, you know, and got the rest of our family members, our brothers, and formed this Wu thing, then came through with Protect Your Neck.
The Wu was too slamming for these coke killer labels, so ain't had hits since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table.
With no label support and hardly a dollar to their collective names, recording and distributing that first Wu-Tang single required a team effort.
We had to pay for studio time out of our own pocket.
Started with $100 a piece.
We package our own products, we put out our own stuff. And we drove around state to state, selling out the trunks of the cars. And that's how it all started. And then Wu-Tang, you know, it became a buzz in the streets.
When we did shows and things of that nature right here in New York, the love was tremendous. So we could have cared less who heard our stuff. In New York, this is where it happened at. If you don't care, if you can make it in New York, you make it anywhere. When we had New York, we knew it was like, boom, that's right, we got to lock this down.
And when they did lock it down, they did so with a groundbreaking record deal and one of the most influential album releases in hip-hop.
Is success going to change me? Damn real, it's going to change me. My drawers is going to be cleaner. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat better. But as far as my mentals and all that, as long as I stay around my peoples, they gonna make sure I keep it real, man.
We came out of nowhere with Protect Your Neck and it started a buzz on its own level before we got signed.
And as usual, buzz on the street piqued the interest of record labels, who became anxious to put every member of the Wu-Tang Clan on their roster. But the business minds of the group had other ideas.
We crazy, we ill. And this collaboration of brothers that we had, I knew that everybody could do it by themselves.
We recognized that from day one. See, we all have that potential to shine on our own.
That recognition led to an unprecedented contract with Loud Records that would allow individual members of the Klan to release solo work on the label of their choosing. But in 1993, the first mission was to showcase the entire Klan. And so came Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers.
My people's all you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack.
Wu-Tang's old school influence stood out among the slickly produced West Coast rap that was dominating the scene.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
You had the West Coast that was controlling it for years, you know what I mean? Gangsta rap or whatever. We just came back with raw raps and raw beats.
Feeling mad hostile, ran out hostile. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel.
When we walked in, it was like we had more food for thought.
We have only 35 chambers. There is no 36.
I know that. But I want to create a new chamber.
The release of 36 Chambers gave hip-hop fans a lot to sink their teeth into. The record was rife with chess and kung fu imagery, and according to the Wu-Tang Clan, the title alone held many numerological meanings.
King of Six is nine if you want to start dealing with numbers.
You got four chambers in your heart.
Nine planets.
You got nine members in the clan on that album.
It's like nine scientists or nine doctors.
Nine times four is 36.
Because you have 36 points within your body, 10 degrees apart.
We know that's 360. We know that's a completion.
120 knowledge, 120 wisdom, 120 understanding.
And that 64 is the same 64 as the 64 squares on the chessboard. You know what I'm saying? I could go on and on about 64.
A lot of people can't understand that, so we keep it simple.
The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, Inspector Deck, Ray Porn, the chef, you guard, Ghostface Killer, and
man.
The Method.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my staff.
36 Chambers was a slow burn, eventually reaching platinum status, but never surpassing number 41 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. In fact, it wasn't until the third single was released that people really started to take notice.
All it takes is a hit record, and the hit that did it for us was Cream. That's when the thought come in your head, like, hold on, somebody listening. There's a public out there, and they listening to us. Let's do this right. Let's do this right. Teach the truth to the young black youth.
Real talk, baby.
Real talk, Meth.
Peace, peace, peace.
Let's go, Meth.
Teach the truth to the young black youth.
That's what I'm talking about, Meth.
Shorty drinking beer. Ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking
in his ear.
Yo, it's got to be accepted. That what?
This life is hectic.
Yo, man, look, man. Life is as hectic as you make it. Just know that you can make it out of the matrix.
Yes.
Wake up to this shit. Don't leave them. Don't let them have you leaving. Don't let them have you out here butt naked, man.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let them people have you out here butt naked, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Working on the plantation for y'all, man. Plantation is a metaphor. You know, plantation is a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, when we look at society, you know, people who be working them 9-to-5 jobs and shit, that's a plantation, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
That's a plantation, because at the end of the day, you working for the master. And the master got the control over you, because the master is the owner of servants. You know what I mean? Or a master is one who has a high degree in skill set, right?
Yeah.
So if a master is one who has a high degree in skill set, then I guess, no, I don't guess. What I know to be true is that in order for you to be equal to the master, you must know his skill sets. You must know his degree.
Yes.
Right? That's why, you know, society's built on pyramids.
Yes.
Right?
You must also have your own skill set.
100%. That's why they train you. You know what I mean? They train you when you go into the cypher to work a job, right? If you don't have no training, depending on, like, you know, you may have to actually go to school and get certain educational training, right? Then there's the on-floor training, right? So it's in order for you to not be mastered, you have to know what the master knows and understand what the master knows.
Yeah.
Because if you know and understand, then he can no longer, or she can no longer master you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's freedom.
That's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so these brothers know and understand. That's why it was really hard to master them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why they were the masters at what they did.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. They weren't saying the type of shit that these other artists were not directed to say, you know.
Indeed.
And they were saying the type of shit that these other artists were suppressed to say.
Yeah.
Or maybe what's the word? Digressed. Steered in a different direction when they say, oh, this is what the track's about, this is what I'm talking about. You know, a lot of people, even now and back then, there's gatekeepers that will, you know, try to filter certain shit out.
100%.
But Wu-Tang give you the raw, you know?
Straight up. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man.
Let's get into these
the
tracks,
baby. The Boom Bap
baby.
Syndicate, baby. We here now, and we here to stay, man. 00 forever, baby.
Yes.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, right? Before you move.
Poon style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. With MCs approach with slang that's dead. Them eyes are running to the wall and bang your head. I push a force, my force you're doubting. I'm making devils cower to the Caucasus Mountain.
Well, I'm Messiah. I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum, and the alley I'm from is coming through with enough niggas, enough guns. So if you wanna come sweating, stressing, contesting. You got your soft swords at the midsection. Don't talk the talk if you can't walk the walk. Phony niggas that outline the chalk. I'm mad vexed, it's what the projects made me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steamroller niggas like an 18 wheeler. What the drunk driver driving, there's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland, where? Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. Warhead, braids, blows us up. We pack home text, nigga play the max. Black axe, drug dealing styles with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to get my props and win it. Yo, I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth, camping in a Lexus seat and beef. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 niggas up in here now who kill niggas for me.
My people's, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on the tap. My people's, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap. Here I go, deep tight flow. Jack, you stole, can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and shit. Boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. At the party when I move my body, gotta get up and be somebody. Grab the microphone, put strength to the bone. Dan, 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 into the Wu-Tang zone. Showing up when I rock that stuff. Huff, huff, I'm gonna catch up. Rough, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat a belly rhymes, coming raw style, hardcore. Niggas be coming to the hip-hop store. Coming to buy grocery from me. Turn to be a hip-hop MC. The law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the old dirty bastard type slang. Represent the Jizza, Abbott, Ruzza, Shaquan, Inspect the Deck. Dirty hoe getting low with a slow. Introduced in the ghost face killer. No one can get it live. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gas.
Speaking of the devil's sight, no, it's the guard, get your shit right. Mega trifling, yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast shit. You and Nick tried to get it, got blasted. Half-mastered ass style, mad rough jazz. When I struck, I had on Tim's in the black mask. Remember that shit? I know you don't remember Jack. That night, yo, I was sitting like a spike bat. And then you thought I was bugged out and crazy. Strapped for nonsense, after me became lazy. Yo, nobody budged while I shot slugs. Never shot ducks, I'm running with ducks that flood mugs. So grab your 8 plus 1, start flipping. And tripping, niggas is jetting, I'm licking off, son.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Homicide's illegal and death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that a stature. Merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon. Plays like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system. Disguised like a lie, paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream. Erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on a nigga with the speed of a centipede and ninja. Any motherfucking contender.
My peoples, are you with me where you at?
In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack.
My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap.